Just one thought as it relates to the sugi that we're learning right now. Just the whole concept of midas and mishkalis. And then it says, if you think about it for a second, it's a little bit shver. So just to be makdim. The chinuch in Sefer HaChinuch, in mitzvah resh nun ches, that's what he talks about, these halachas, he says that it's also for a person to engage in all these corrupt midas and mishkalis. And if a person does, he's over the lav and the Torah. Not only is he over the lav and the Torah, but even if he will take less than a shava pruta, still he's going to be over the lav and the Torah. Meaning, the isner of midas and mishkalos says the chinuch is true, afilu pachos mishava pruta. Mechas chinuch stels sich immediately on this chinuch, and he says, to me, it's sarachi in God, where do you find that an isser, which is related to a dovish of a mammon, should be in effect, afilu pachos mishava pruta. If someone steals pachos mishava pruta, it's not over leisignoi. Now, there's chatsi shir asam and atayro, but the ikar isn't leisignoi if you don't have. If somebody is a gazlin, there's no isigzela. Ribis, you don't have a pachos mishava pruta. I know you don't have a pachos mishava pruta. So all these different halachas, when it comes to dovish of a mammon, loy shamanu loy matzinu, that it should be true for a pachas mishava pruta. So why did the chinuch say, and it's bok tzener in the chinuch, kloima, sh'af al pisha b'shar gzeilois like takpid ha-toyre ele b'pruta, b'inyin amidois takpid b'kolshu. Even a kolshu, the halach is that you're going to be over. Now the truth is, the Gemara that we learned felt like it a little bit, right? Because the Gemara was talking about the Mesura, and the Mesura is 1/36th of a lug, and even there we're worried shalo yarsiach. So you see already the Torah makes a big deal that when it comes to these Yisurim, we're makbid even on a davar mu'ud. But no one said the davar mu'ud is pachas mishava pruta. That Mesura could be you're measuring aged wine, where every sip is worth a lot of money, right? I don't know. But at the end of the day, if we have a klal that every dovish in the moment, the shir is always a pruta, mehechatesi, alachinuch lahavi araya, that when it comes to the isra, midas, and mishkalos, it's going to be different. So luli de mistafina, and maybe it's emes, and the emes is maybe it's even poshet. Maybe you could say a vart. And that is as follows. If you look in the parashah of the midas and mishkalos, there are a few, I think, very obvious, fascinating observations you have to make. Number one, in Parshas Kiseitze, so after the Torah says the Isser, lo yil lecha b'chischa evin v'evin gdoi, l'ktana, etc., etc., says the Torah, ki toyavas Hashem aloikecha kol oisei eila, kol oisei ofel. This is so serious that if you're nichshal in this inyan, if you engage in this, it's mamish toyeva. Ad kidei kach, if you remember on Daf Peches Amud Beis, the Gemara said that we need a pasuk in the parasha of Arayas to tell me that there's no chorus for somebody that engages in this inyan. Why would you have thought this chorus? Because in the parasha of chorus it says toyeva, and here too it says toyeva. So sokadai techamina, there should even be chorus. But al kopanim, you find there's an inyan of toyeva in the parasha of Gneva and Gzela, Ribes and Oina. You don't find toyeva here. The Torah says it's a toyeva. If you take a look in Rashi, in Parshas Kedoshim, reading the middle of Rashi. Rashi says like this, if somebody engages in this inyan, v'koru, ovel, sonoi, mishukitz, cheirim v'toyeva, v'garim l'chamisha dvarim ha'amurim b'dayim. He causes the following five things, metames ha'aretz, mechalas Hashem, mesalgas ha'shchina, mapalas Yisrael b'chorev, u'magwa oisa me'artza. That's a heavy list. And that's negei what? Someone that's nichshol in this inyan of midos and mishkalos. The next parasha in Parashas Kiseitze, after the parasha of the Mishkalos, is Mafter. It's the parasha of Amalek. Zocher eis asha asa lucha Amalek, baderech betzeschem in Mitzrayim. If you take a look at Rashi and Chumash, Rashi says like this, Zocher eis asha asa lucha, im shokarta b'midois u'b'mishkalois, if you're guilty of midois and mishkalois, have vidoyeg migirui ha'oyev, shenema moiznei mirmo, toyevas Hashem. The smichos of the parasha of the Midas and the Mishkalos and the parasha of Amalek, Zok Rashi, is not a coincidence. The reason they're next to each other, the reason they're juxtaposed is because the Torah is coming to say that if you're going to be guilty of Midas and Mishkalos, have doyeg migiru ya'oyev, now Amalek might come. Midas and Mishkalos brings the unfathomable. What's the worst word in the Torah? Amalek. This can literally bring to Amalek. I'll tell it to you even sharper. There's a Yalkut Shemoini that makes the same point that Rashi makes. Rashi's quoting a Medrash Tanchuma. This is another Chazal. It's in Yalkut Shemoini that also talks about the smichas between the parasha of the Midas and the Mishkalos and the parasha of Amalek. And Yalkut Shemoini says that why did Moshe Rabbeinu take the parasha of the Midas and Mishkalos and put it next to the parasha of Amalek? Omar Moshe, Yidbak Rasha l'Rasha. Let's take a Rasha and put him next to a Rasha. And then the Yalkut gives a mashal. There was a person that was a Ritzeach and had to be incarcerated. And the king was looking for a place to put him, but all the people that were already incarcerated didn't do Averis as bad as this guy. And as a result, they had nowhere to put him. So they left him by himself. Then all of a sudden, another Ritzeach came. When the Ritzeach came, so the king said, oh, Yidbak Rasha l'Rasha. Now you have a companion. Now you have somebody that you can hang out with. Kach Omer Moshe. Who am I going to put next to Amalek? I don't even know who to put next to him. You know who you put next to Amalek? This guy. Yidbak Rasha l'Rasha. By Neve and Gzela, you find this Indian of Yidbak Rasha l'Rasha? What's going on over here? This makes you revisit the Gemara on the Peches on the days. Amar Ablevi, Kosha, Unchen Shal Midois, Me Unchen Shal Arayas. The way the Rashbam explains the Gemara, it sounds like it's true even for Gzela. But I don't know. Maybe the word midos is very bediktuk, because you find that when it comes to midos, there's something unique. There's something special going on over here, in a bad way. This is not your regular Gneva and Gzela. So the question is, what's the vart? What's the punchline? But I think it's Pashim. And maybe Amos. And that is, the truth is, if you look in the Pasuk says, Ki toyavas Hashem alekecha kol oisei eile, kol oisei ovel. Zokt Targum Unculus. Are Mirachok Kodam Hashem alokoch. Kol Oved Elaine. Kol Oved. What's the word Ovel? Shkar. Ovel in Unculus means sheker. In Parashas Kedoshim, Loi Sasu Ovel ba Mishpat. Loi Sabdun Shekar Bedin. That's what it means. Moizne Tzedek, Avne Tzedek, Efas Tzedek. Zokt Unculus. Moiz Novon Dikshoit Emes. Avnin Dikshoit Emes. Mechilon Dikshoit Emes. Veinin Dikshoit Emes. The nekuda of the parish of the Midas and Mishkalis is not the Gneva and the Gzela. It's not the Vart. There's a parish of Leisigzal. There's a parish of Leisignoi. That's not the parish. It's not the essence of what's going on over here. You know what the essence of this parish is? It's a parish of Sheker. That's what it is. It's a parish of, you're supposed to tell the truth. You're supposed to be Erlich. And instead, you're being a Shakrin. Leisasu Ovel. Ovel Zogt Unkelis is Sheker. If you look at Rashmi, in Parashas Kiseitze, where Rashi talks about the smichos between the parasha of Mishkalos and between the parasha of Amalek. Im shakarta, the midos ube Mishkalos, hevidoyeg migirui ha'oyev. Im shakarta, the emphasis is on shakarta. If you look at Rashi in Parashas Kedoshim, Rashi says the same thing. She'im yeshaker b'mido. That's when we throw the whole kitchen sink at you. The nekuda over here is, this is a parasha. This is a parasha of Sheker. It's not a parasha of Gnev and Gzela. Gnev and Gzela l'chud, and Midas and Mishkalos l'chud. The aside of Gnev and Gzela is that I'm taking from somebody. The aside of Sheker is not what I'm taking. The aside of Sheker is that I lie. That's the aside. This is a parasha of Sheker. Okay, so I think we at least have a distinction between this parasha and the parasha of Gnev and Gzela. But it's still a little bit a Dayan Oimer Dershuni, because why is it such a chomer diga parasha? Why is it such a chomer diga parasha? We have a parish of Midvar Sheker Tirchak, right? This seems to be a little bit more intense. So, Pasha, you could say that this is a Maisa, right? Midvar Sheker Tirchak means Midvar Sheker Tirchak. As opposed to here, the Torah says, Loisasu Avel, don't do Sheker. So, Ki'ilu, this is Sheker, where the Torah is talking about someone not just speaking Sheker, but doing Sheker. To do Sheker is worse than to talk Sheker. You could talk the talk and walk the walk. Walking the walk is worse. And that's the Nakuda. There's Midvar Sheker Tirchak. And then there's Loi Sasu of Abamisha. It's going to be worse. Additionally, Demis is in the parish of the Midas HaMishkolos. It's not just Sheker. There's Sheker. There's also potentially Geneva and Gezela. And Oino. Right, there's a lot of things going on. So in a way, the combination of everything, right, brings us all together. But Emes is, this is a little bit above my pay grade, but just the words, the Maral in his Gur Aryeh, right here on this Pasuk. The Maral talks a little bit about the Midas and the Mishkalos and why it is that that ushers in Amalek. And the Maral, in his very unique language, he says, Adavar Nifla. He says, Da, ki kashabara, vehemet HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisparach HaOilam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, modad v'shokal ufalas l'chol echod ve'echod kiyumay b'fnei atzmai. Sh'mloyia kol echo negeya b'chaveir klal, afilo kichotas shatzayra. The Eibishter created the world with certain gvulim, with certain midos. This has a gvul, this belongs here, that belongs there. Says the Maral, that if you operate outside of the gvul, then you cause people to leave their gvul. So there's a gvul that separates Medinois. If you're going to go outside the gvul, you color outside the line, you know what's going to happen? the people, the enemy that was in Derek Vol, they're going to leave Derek Vol. That's what's going on here in the Maral. So he says, "Umepnei ki meshakrim b'midos she'em locha davar kosher l'sheker b'davar she'yesh loy mida v'shir v'asui l'shir v'hu meshakavoy." See, he says that when a person is meshakrim b'midos, what he's doing is the ultimate checker. Why is it the ultimate checker? Because what's the cheftza of the mida? It's for me to know the MS, and for me to know the Gvul, and for me to know the Midah. And you're taking that, and you're corrupting it, and you're distorting it. Lokachu davar kasha. And lokacha malchus shehu kasha, yavayu miskaraboy. In a Sefer Gvuras Hashem, his lashon is, ein lecha davar sheker, k'may ha-meshaker b'midayis u'b'mishkalayis. And the reason is this var, ki davar shu asur l'midah, lahashveis es ha-davar, v'u yoytze min ha-shivar, davar kasha huzeh. This is very, very bad. But here's the point. The point is just one nekuda. The parish of the midas in the mishkal is not a parish of gneva v'gzeva. It's a parish of sheker. That's what the parish is. L'fizeh yesh loymer, it's half of a fella. It's poshet. He says, when is there an inyan of pruta? Shava pruta is davar. I'm not allowed to take your money. The yisoid of the answer is what I'm taking from you. So if the yisoid is, there's a shir always of shava pruta. This is not a parish of gneiv and gzeil. It's not a parish of not, I'm not allowed to take from you. It's a parish of don't be a shakrin. If it's a parish of don't be a, good, but tonight that I did it in this oifen. But what's the vart over here? What's the nakuda? The nakuda is the fact that I'm a liar. If the nakuda is that I'm a liar, who cares if it's a pruta or if it's pachas b'shava pruta? Does zok techinuch in this parsha, even though by every this is not a davar shebe mamon. The davar shebe mamon is punked. The yisoid is that you lie. That's the yisoid. It's your kaiches hanefesh that you're lying right now, and because that's what's going on over here, it's for that reason that's the way it's going to be. The michas chinuch behemshach over here in Simon Reish Lun Ches, it brings the lashon Rambam in Perek Zayin Hilchas Geneva, where the Rambam says that the Isser of Midas and Mishkalos is true not only if you're handling with a Yid, but even if you're handling with an Eino Yehudi. And he brings that it's very big chiddush, this Rambam. He says, why? Because we know in the sugya of Geneva's Akum and Gezel Akum, right, what we call the censored sugya, so it's very far planted what the Shittas Rambam is. But the Kesem Mishnah holds the Shittas Rambam is that it's only awesome in the Rabbanon. And here the Rambam says, Mefurish, you have to do the lashon Rambam. The Rambam's lashon is, Echad ha-noisei v'noisei nem Yisrael. Oye magoi, oye v'navoy dezara, im modad, oye shokal, b'chaser, oye v'r b'loisasei. It's the zel b'loisasei. By Gneve v'gzele, it's not the zel b'loisasei. So why by Midas ha-mishkalus is it? The teretz is poshet. Because by Gneve, what's the iser? What I'm taking from Yanim. Oh, we're dealing with an Eni Yehudi, there's no iser deraisa maybe. But over here, the iser is not what I'm taking from Yanim. It's the fact that I'm a shakrin. It's all about me. It's Beinoi Levein Atzmoi. It's Midas. Midas are Beinoi Levein Atzmoi, right? We spoke at the Goyim Adar Saliyo once, Parsh Tazinu. That's what Midas are. It's between me and myself that I'm being a shakrin. If I'm the one that's being a shakrin, it's for that reason, that's the way it is. That was another thing that comes to life is the first two brises that we learned today. In Ma'ainen, in Goitshin, right? What did the Brisa say? You have to be so careful. We're learning from Sukkim in the Torah that B'mokim Shah Goitshin, you can't be Mamachik, B'mokim Shah Moichin, you can't be Magadish. Even if the guy is Moichel, even if he's taking less money, why? Because we're afraid that it's going to. What does that sound like? It sounds like Midvash Shaker Tircha, right? Midvash Shaker Tircha. Ayin Mesech Teshvus, Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara brings over there more brises than are brought in today's daf. I think it's 13 brises over there. That the Gemara brings in the sugi of Midvash Shaker Tircha. How much you have to be merachik yourself from Shaker. I'm not lying. You're right. But you have to keep a tremendous distance from Shaker. This Shaker is something that you have to keep a tremendous distance from. The Isner of Midas and Mishkolos is an Isser Shaker. And because it's an Isser Shaker, so from Droshes, not after Rabbanons, these are Droshes. We have Droshes, Fleishig Droshes in the Psukim. We were learning this Inyan of Richuk, because the Torah says when it comes to Shaker, this is not something that you have to just be careful from, but it's something you have to be merachik from. Regardless, this is the Yisoid. The Yisoid is that the Nekuda of the Issa, Midas, and Mishkalos is not an Issa Gnei V'Gzela. Does it involve Gnei V'Gzela? Yeah. Does it interlace with Gnei V'Gzela? Meachos. But at the same time, the Yisoid of the Issa is an Issa Sheker. Im Shokarta B'Midos. Loisasu Ovel, says Unkelis, Shkar. This is all about Shkar. You have to make sure it's Kshoit, and you have to make sure it's not Shkar. Opens up a little bit, maybe some of the nuances that we have here in the parasha of the Midas and the Mishkalos.